Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's Am I the Jerk involves wearing headphones at work on purpose so people will leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're not being friendly, are you?
I mean, doesn't matter. I guess we have
to. It does.
We got to hear it.
It does, though. Ooh. Today's comes from Jason.
Jason
wants to know if he's the jerk for wearing headphones around the office so people will leave him alone. He said, Allie and DZ, I wear headphones at the office, but I keep them on even when I leave my desk, so it looks like I'm on the phone or don't want to be bothered.
I mean, that's the international sign for don't bother me.
When I first started my job, I didn't wear them, and people were stopping at my desk and talking with me more than I cared for.
You're a new guy, of course.
Yeah, the conversations weren't about work, so I decided headphones would be the less rude way to disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
My boss just came up and asked if I could stop wearing them because it appears as though I'm not a team player.
Oh, that's a spin.
Am I the jerk for wearing headphones around the office so people don't bother me? Jason, I get both sides.
Jason.
A gut, right out of the gate, my gut goes, well, I get both sides.
True.
But I also get why it could be such a turnoff if somebody's always got headphones on in an office where you're trying to work together.
It makes you unapproachable.
Very much.
You know, because then it's like, do I tap you on the shoulder? Yeah. Do I kind of try to get your attention and wave my hand in your face so you do the awkward, right, like move one headphone up like a DJ at a wedding?
Right, where you don't really want to be bothered, but you're trying to listen to what they're saying.
Looking like you're spinning vinyls. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Nah, man.
See, but
you were told to stop.
But you think, you know, the people are bugging me. See, I also get the other side, though, because I'm the one who comes up and says, how's the kids?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? Tell me your life story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one who annoys you in the office. I'm the extrovert who wants your life story.
Oh, so you're the one that slows productivity.
Correct. But everybody's happy.
Yeah.
This guy's not.
See,
I'm happy and smiling when I'm talking to you. This guy's in a zone with his headphones on with an attitude. That's where the other side comes into play for me.
With an attitude.
You see what I mean? Whereas part of me is like, he's trying to be productive. he's not the jerk. And the other part of me goes, you are the jerk. You're being weird.
But it trains you to know, like, just because y'all work together doesn't mean y'all got a kumbaya and always, you know, pass the talking stick around with one another.
Right, but he's wearing them all the time.
Right.
That's the problem.
He's going into the kitchen going, don't talk to me. I'm just heating up my Hot Pockets. All right, no.
Could you imagine these big headphones we wear on the air? Imagine if I wore these down the hallway.
You think, I mean, people wouldn't talk to you. I've seen people do it.
It's true.
But, so one of my guys does this. Mm-hmm. He does this consistently.
At work?
And I don't know to the degree whether he wears them all the time, walking around the office so people don't talk to him. But if he's sitting at his desk, I know he's got headphones on. And it's so that people don't come up and talk to him because he's not necessarily trying to be social with people at work.
Right. But then there's a guy that I've seen in the office who walks around on the phone. And I've seen it where I'm like, I think he's on the phone and he's not. So I never talk to him. And then he's also unapproachable. Same vibe. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Is Jason a jerk for intentionally wearing headphones at work so people leave him alone?
I can't call it. I don't know. I'm on the fence.
I am too. 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Jason wants to know if he's a jerk for intentionally wearing his headphones all around the office so people don't talk to him. His boss said it looks like he's not a team player. Please stop.
I get it.
But he wears them 24/7, and he wants to know if he's the jerk for that.
I'm sure if people come up to him, he does take the headphones off.
I would hope.
You'd hope.
I would hope.
You think.
Julie's in Burlington. We'll start with her this morning. Hi, Julie.
Morning.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Better than Jason,
right,
I can guarantee.
I'm going to say that he is a jerk, and simply because there may be work things when he's walking around, not at his desk. He wears them at his desk. I get that.
Sure.
But if he's walking around, you know, there may be work things that people need or want to talk to him about that they don't because he has those on. And on top of that, too, he could be missing out on, you know, information that he may need, things that could get him ahead.
Well, what if he's in sales and there's like leads and he's missing it all because he's got his headphones on, you know?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. And not only that, but I mean, there's you know, if you don't want to be a social person at work and talk about your life and family and that,
there are ways
to cut off a conversation, that don't involve keeping headphones on 24/7.
Julie, you're right. It's the line where he's now wearing them around the office, even when he's not at his desk, where it gets awkward.
They're a crutch.
It is a crutch, and it's almost awkward.
It's like a go-to by default.
I agree.
And it almost makes you look like you don't really care to be there.
Or socially awkward.
True.
That's another look.
Yep. I understand that, but you can say that to people. You can share that information, you know, with your bosses. You know, some people do it out of comfort, and I understand that. I'm not taking that from you, but communicate that so people don't go, man, this dude just always be wearing a headphone.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with this?
This dude's got to come out of it and communicate and talk to people. Welcome to the world.
Right.
Man, this guy's a little too in the zone.
And I'm not trying to get dark here, but let's say there's a fire or a dangerous situation in the office building.
Yeah.
My man's is not going to be paying attention or hearing the alarms because he's got his headphones on.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. In fact, he's going to die. And so he's going to die.
He's going to be the first one.
I've seen that movie.
We're all running out of the office screaming, and he's just sitting there
in the kitchen getting coffee.
Funny. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Julie. You say jerk.
Not a problem, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. She says jerk.
Okay. Amanda, our regular, one of the OGs, calling from Racine this morning. Amanda!
Turn off for what?
Even pregnant, which she is right now, Amanda still can hit the post right there.
Nailed it.
Amanda, do you think Jason's a jerk for wearing his headphones at the office?
So I'm going to say not the jerk.
Okay.
But he looks like a weirdo, probably, because you could put some AirPods in. Like, why are you wearing headsets?
I mean, he does look strange.
They might be AirPods. I mean, headphones, AirPods, it's all the same to me. When I say headphones at this point, they could be Beats, they could be AirPods, they could be anything in my mind.
If you say headphones, it doesn't matter what it is. It's something in your ears to distract so that people don't talk to you.
That part.
When I'm at work, I actually do listen to music a lot with my AirPods, and I actually listen to you guys on the radio. So
yeah.
If you're going to talk to me, I'm like, oh, I'm listening to the radio.
You know what? You just made me go the other way now. Now that I thought about it, Amanda's listening to us on the Odyssey app. Of course she doesn't want anyone to bug her.
Of course not the jerk. Duh, you listening to Allie and DZ?
Obviously.
Or if that's what Jason's doing, then he's obviously not the jerk.
You know
Duh.
What? Not the jerk. I've come all the way back around.
Let's wrap it up here.
We're good. How am I going to light people up for having headphones in when we want them to have headphones in to listen to us?
Hey, as long as you preface with we're listening to Allie and DZ, then that changes True. Everything. If you're not listening
you're
to us,
clear, then.
You're rude. You're a jerk.
Pretty much. Amanda, yep. Wise words. Thank you.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Candace is going to be our tiebreaker today because Julie said jerk. Amanda said not the jerk. Candace, is Jason the jerk for wearing headphones at work so people leave him alone?
Let us know.
I think Jason is not the jerk for wearing headphones.
Oh, not the jerk. Go on.
I don't think just because you're at work, you have to be friends with everybody.
Okay.
And plus he didn't say if he was listening to music or not. So that gives them purpose to go up to him and still talk to him.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Mm. So you're saying, no, you're good because you really don't got to be friends. And we don't know what he's listening to.
Yeah.
He could be listening to a self-help book.
Yeah.
Or something that'll actually help him out at work.
He could, but he's got to learn some social skills and take them out when it's time to communicate with people at work. He's not working from home. I'm just saying.
Hey.
You know?
Candace works it out and says, not the jerk.
Thanks, Candace.
Appreciate your call. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Not the jerk.
Oof,
let's get to
like
the text. I know. I got to read some texts now because I haven't even opened these yet. Somebody said, not the jerk. I wear my headphones all day at work, even when walking around. I just have one ear uncovered. Ick.
I get that.
I've seen people do that, and I think it looks, I hate it because I don't know if
a good solution.
I can't talk to them because I don't know if they're on the phone or not, which I feel like is intentional. I've seen people do that.
If one ear's uncovered, though, that's like the sign to me to go, oh, they're not in conversation. They got one ear uncovered.
Mm.
They're listening and at least present to their surrounding to go, like, hey, Allie. And then you're going to look.
But I've gotten screwed, DZ, because I've done that where I said something to somebody and then they are like on the phone.
Oh.
And then I feel stupid.
Yeah.
Then and I'm like, oh, you're on the phone, but I saw you in the kitchen, so I said hi, but you're sitting there with your headphone on in the kitchen. So you're now in a communal spot, and now I don't know what to do.
Somebody should be able to say hi whether you're on the phone or not.
Social skills stuff.
This is why wearing headphones in a work setting is a little
questionable. Yeah, thank you. Somebody else said, not the jerk. A work family ain't a family. You don't pick them. You choose to make money.
Hey.
I agree, but you got to communicate with your coworkers for things.
I'm seeing the texts are leaning towards not the jerk, for real, for real. I mean, but hey.
A lot of them say not the jerk, so there you go. All right, not the jerk.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.